理课堂听 class.com.
For several hours, the Lucky Smells library was completely quiet except for the turning of pages as Violet read the book searching for anything helpful. Every so often, she glanced at her sister, and for the first time in her life, Violet wished that Sunny were older than she was. When you were trying to figure out a difficult problem, such as the problem of trying to get your brother unhypnotized so as not to be placed into the hands of a greedy man disguised as a receptionist, it is often helpful to discuss the problem with other people in order to come up with a quick and useful solution. Violet remembered that, when the Baudelaires were living with Aunt Josephine, it had been extremely helpful to talk to Klaus about a note that turned out to have a secret hidden within it. But with Sunny, it was different. The youngest Baudelaire was charming and well-toothed and quite intelligent for a baby, but she was still a baby, and as Violet hummed through chapter 12, she worried that she would fail to find a solution with only a baby as a discussion partner. Nevertheless, when she found a sentence that appeared to be useful, she gave Sunny a waking nudge and read the sentence out loud. "Listen to this, Sunny," she said when her sister opened her eyes. "Once a subject has been hypnotized, a simple hmm word will make him or her perform whatever hmm acts any hmm wants hmmed." "Hmm?" Sunny asked. "Those are the words I don't know," Violet explained. "It's difficult to read this way, but I can guess what Dr. Orwell means. I think she means that once you've hypnotized someone, all you need to do is say a certain word and they will obey you. Remember what Klaus told us he learned from the Encyclopedia Hypnotica? There was that Egyptian king who did chicken imitations, and the merchant who played the violin, and that writer, and all the hypnotists did was say a certain word. But they were all different words. I wonder which word applies to Klaus." "Hees," Sonny said, which probably meant something like, "Beats me, I'm only a baby." Violet gave her a gentle smile and tried to imagine what Klaus would have said if he had been there, unhypnotized, in the library with his sisters. "I'll search for more information," she decided. "Browell," Sonny said, which meant, "and I'll go back to sleep." Both Baudelaires were true to their word, and for a time the library was silent again. Violet hummed her way through the book and grew more and more exhausted and worried. There were only a few hours left until the working day began, and she was scared that her efforts would be as ineffectual. The word ineffectual here means unable to get Klaus unhypnotized, as if she had low self-esteem. But just as she was about to fall asleep beside her sister, she found a passage in the book that seemed so useful she read it out loud immediately, waking Sunny up in the process. "In order to hmm the hypnotic hold on the hmm," Violet said, "the same method hmm is used. A hmm word, uttered out loud, will hmm the hmm immediately. I think Dr. Orwell is talking about getting people unhypnotized, and it has to do with another word being uttered out loud. If we figure that one out, we can unhypnotize Klaus, and we won't fall into Shirley's clutches." "Skell," Sunny said, rubbing her eyes. She probably meant something like, "But I wonder what that word could be." "I don't know," Violet said, "but we'd better figure it out before it's too late." "Hmm," Sunny said, making a humming noise because she was thinking, rather than because she was reading a word she did not know. "Hmm," Violet said, which meant she was thinking too. But then there was another hmm that made the two Baudelaire sisters look at one another in worry. This was not the hmm of a brain that did not know what a word meant, or the hmm of a person thinking. This hmm was much longer and louder, and it was a hmm that made the Baudelaire sisters stop their thinking and hurry out of the library, clutching Dr. Orwell's book in their trembling hands. It was the hmm of the lumber mill saw. Somebody had turned on the mill's deadliest machine in the early, early hours of morning.